Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Lori. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling. I was named to tell you the information that could upgrade from or get my claim going again. I was waiting to accept.
You need help with your claim?
And I received a letter in the mail saying that I need to send my a copy of my taxes and my last wages, so I need to see everything going again because I've been waiting since September, and I've not received any money at all.
Okay, so you need to reopen your claim. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's not been closed a lot, maybe 2 weeks, but I don't know how long it's been closed, but I was going to reopen it, and I set up something for the direct deposit, but it said right then it needs a check to be a check. What is it talking about? I need to get a check.
Okay, what's your social security number? I don't even know who I'm talking to. What's your social security number?
421-15-59-7.
Okay. All right, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Crystal McCatherine. My date of birth is 11-29-1979. And my mother's name is Gibson.
Okay. Okay. All right, so what's your preferred language? Hello? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Huh?
What's your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you have difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't have any problems speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English.
Okay. All right. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, I understand that.
All right. What's the last day you work?
The last day I work, I'm going to have to get out here and look it up. What it is that I went to, I got a job at I worked at Pizza Hut until 9/14/2025, I believe it was
around,
and then I went to work at Holiday Inn.
Ma'am, when's the last day that you worked on the job that you filed your claim on?
I'm driving right now. I have to look on my calendar. I want this minute so I can tell you the exact date. Let's see, today's the 30th. So, 27 that day. The They, hold on just a minute. The 17th. The 17th is the last day.
The 17th of what?
Of, no. No, let's see, that's 25th. It was the 15th of March, sorry.
Okay, March the 15th. 2024?
Yes.
Okay. All right, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
All right. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. All right. So, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, it hasn't.
All right. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. May I have your phone number, please?
My what now?
May I have your phone number, please, in case we get disconnected?
256-221-8928.
Could you repeat that, please?
256-221-8928.
Okay. All right, so what's your mother's... Wait a minute, hold on 1 second.
What do I need? Do I need a blank check? I need a blank check to where I can...
A
blank check to where I can get someone to deposit my money into my account.
A blank check for what? Your claim is inactive.
I need a routing and checking number. Is that what you said? You what now?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Instead, whenever I called it, I need a check with a routing number or what do I need on there? It's a blank check for my checking account, for my money to go into my checking account.
No, if you have direct deposit, once I get there, I can add that information. Right now, I'm still completing your
yeah,
claim.
What do I need for you to, what information do I need for you to be able to add that?
Direct deposit.
A direct deposit slip.
You won't need a slip. You just have to have the account and routing number, ma'am.
Okay, I just need my account and routing number so I can have some.
I got it.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
It's no harm done. It's okay.
No, I've been waiting since September. This is that's a long time.
I understand.
It's been very stressful. Oh, man. But go ahead. I'm sorry. What else did you say?
Oh, no. I'm just putting in some of your information. That's all.
Okay.
All right. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
All right. What state is it in?
7166145. And what'd you say? What my number was, or what did you say? What my address is? It's on.
No. What state is it in? What's your driver's
license? Oh, Alabama.
Okay.
Alabama.
Okay. We're good to go. All right. So, what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Not.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, I'm a citizen. Yes. Right.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I didn't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. So may I have your address, please?
9081 County Road 203, Danville, D-A-N-V-I-L-L-E, Alabama, 35619.
Okay, you said D-A-N-V-I-L-L-E?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then what was the zip code?
35619.
Okay. So I have 9081 County Road 203, Danville, Alabama, 35619. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's your job description? What did you do?
At my last job, I was a housekeeper.
Okay. One second.
Let's say, wait a minute, I forgot. Hold on just a minute. It was, what did I tell you, the 15th?
Uh-huh.
It was, it was the 13th. I mean, not the 13th, it was the, sorry, it was the 14th was my last day because I only worked a half of a day. That's right, the 14th, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll just go back and fix it.
Okay, 14th, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so your last day of work was the 14th?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
2024. No apologies,
2024. March. No, March the 14th.
Okay, March the 14th, 2024. Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So just give me a second. Let me get back where we were at.
Okay.
Don't worry, if we get disconnected, I got your number. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me put your occupation in, okay? All right, so are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I work in nursing.
So you want nursing?
No, I said I've worked in nursing. I'd like to work in nursing. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
I've been looking for a job in nursing.
Okay.
Called the hospital about a job in nursing.
One second. Okay, give me 1 second. All right, got that.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I got it. Okay, so do you obtain work through a union hall?
How about what now?
Do you obtain work through a union hall? Are you in the union?
Not right now. I'm not.
Okay.
I was in a union, I think, with UPS when I worked there. That was my job before this one.
Okay. Are you currently
Pizza Hut was. No, I wasn't in it. No, I've not been in the union in probably like 2 years. I was in the union at UPS.
Okay. Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, not right now.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they just told me they couldn't let me come back to work right now.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, I am. I'm available.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I'm available for full-time work.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes. I had to go to the hospital. Yeah, I've been. Yes, I have been.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 to 45. 30.
All right. What's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$10. $9 or $10. Yeah.
All right. So are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
I have a business that I went and started, but I've not made any money at it yet. I'm trying to get off just thinking different ideas. So I have a business license, and I don't have any money. I'm not making any money, so I'm not working yet.
All right. So are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from your employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October the 1st, 2022 and September the 30th, 2023?
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have a checking account.
Okay.
And a savings account, and I've got the numbers here.
Okay, so you want to keep your direct deposit, and then you want to update your information? Is that what you want
to
do?
Yeah, I want to update. I want to make sure my information's right. Uh-huh.
No problem at all. And you said this is the checking, right?
Yes, I believe
okay.
So.
Yes, ma'am. So what's your routing number and what's your account number?
My routing number is 2622-86358. And my account number is 701-050-135-170.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. Can you repeat that routing number again? I made a mistake and exited out by accident.
2622
86358. Okay. Okay. Okay, so that's what's the name of your separating employer? Who did you work for?
Holiday Inn.
Okay, hold on a second. What would that be up under?
What would that what now?
What would that is it under a different name?
No, it's Holiday Inn. And I got my check, so I got one check, so Holiday Inn.
What did your
in Tillman, Alabama?
Do you have an EAN number on the top?
No, I don't have it with me right now. I left it at the house. Wait, let me see here. Yeah, it's in Coleman, Alabama. Let me look under my phone real quick, and I can tell you the name of it exactly.
Hold on one second. I can get it.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Okay. Holiday Inn Express and Suite Coleman and IHG Hotel. I believe that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the name of it. Did you hear me?
You said Holiday Inn what?
Holiday Inn Express, EXPRESS, and Suite, SUITES, Coleman. And it's got like a little comma there. It says an IHG Hotel.
You said NHIG? What is that?
No, it says it says Holiday Inn Express and Suite Coleman, comma, and it says AN, and then capital I, capital H, and capital G, and then hotel. And capital, it's like AN, like AN, lowercase, and then like a space, and then capital I, capital H, and capital G, and then a space, and then hotel. Holiday Inn Express, and Suites Coleman, a comma, then it's AN space capital I capital H capital G space hotel.
Okay. All right.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I'm just checking on something.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm still checking, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I was coming here. I have an appointment at 12:30. Crystal McCatherine. Can we come on in? Okay. Okay.
What's the address? Hello? Hello?